Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Words have a very specific meaning, and trying to redefine the meaning of words doesn't often set well with that attempt. When former Maryland Representative John Delaney questioned the wisdom of a Medicare for All system that would essentially kick 160 million people off their present insurance, Elizabeth Warren retorted with, quote, "We should stop using Republican talking points in order to talk with each other about how to best provide health care," end of quote. Republican talking points? The Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, far-left progressive Democrats' Medicare for All would do just that. What's that got to do with Republicans? Then you have the exchange between CNN's Jake Tapper, who was one of the debate moderators, and Bernie Sanders. Tapper asked Sanders about whether voters would latch onto his proposal to raise taxes on middle-income Americans in order to provide for universal health care. Now, this is something that Bernie Sanders himself has said would be the case in order to initiate his dream health care system. But Sanders responded with, quote, "Jake, your question is a Republican talking point," end of quote. A Republican talking point? This is something that Sanders himself stressed in the debate. Senator Kamala Harris joined in the redefining of words and their meaning when Colorado Senator Michael Bennett suggested that Harris's single-payer health plan bans employer-based insurance and taxes the middle class to the tune of $30 trillion. Bennett told Harris, quote, "That is 70% of what the government will collect in taxes over the next 10 years, end of quote. Now, Harris's response was, quote, "We cannot keep with the Republican talking points on this. You got to stop," end of quote. Candidate Julian Castro was asked by Don Lemon about the statement made by Jay Johnson, Barack Obama's Homeland Security Director, who said that decriminalizing illegal immigration would make the border effectively open to all. Castro's response, quote, "Open borders is a right-wing talking point," end of quote. Now, each one of these questions are directly from points about what these candidates have either said or what statistics have borne out. But the candidates cannot have their words come back to haunt them, nor can they have the words of others of the political party be used to challenge their less than thought-out proposals. When their statements become what could be referred to as an inconvenient truth, they just dismiss it all with being a Republican or a right-wing talking point. But the American public can see the vacillation for what it is, an attempt to say something and have it both ways. That is, what I said is what I said, and what I said is what I did not say. It's an attempt to obfuscate, to confuse the voting public. In the original Alice in Wonderland, Humpty Dumpty said, quote, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less," end of quote. Alice responded with, "The question is whether you can make words mean so many different things," to which Humpty Dumpty responded with, quote, "The question is, which is to be master, that's all," end of quote. Now, if something can be said one day and the next day rebuked as something that opponents say you said, the attempt is to confuse the public by outsmarting what they actually heard being said. People know what they hear, and they know when they're being had. Democrats trying to escape what they said as Republican talking points will not resonate with the public at large. We're in a fight for not only control of the country, but for our language as well. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.